35 years ago, the Young Israel of Flatbush celebrated their Yovel by having a series of chazanim come to daven a Shabbos. At the time, they brought in a young chazan from South Africa. He davened a wonderful Shabbos, made a tremendous impression, because I don't think he ever left the States after that. At that point, who could know what was going to develop? That chazan was Yossi Malavani.
From London.
Right, I'm sorry. From London. Who since has become the chazan at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. And very soon became very active in our organization, served as president, as an honorary president. And beyond that, maybe even more than the politics, is the amount of Torah HaChazanut that we have learned from him over the years. Yossi is also a distinguished professor at the Bell School of Jewish Music. His topic this afternoon is music for special occasions, to which we introduced a little bit last night with the David Moshe Steinberg's Michtam LeDavid that was included in the CTI sheets. At this point, it's my pleasure to call on Chazan Yossi Malavani to present a session on special occasions.
Thank you very much, my friend Reb Shimon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, my friend Reb Shimon. I really prepared a little bit more, but doesn't matter. We'll Tzachanetzi gave me. I'd like to share with you a point that I mentioned to Chazan Weingarten a minute ago, following his excellent session that he gave earlier on. And that is, and I don't want to open it to a vikuach, I don't want to open it to a conversation or a discussion or an argument, but as a suggestion for Im Yirtzeh Hashem next convention, that the technique of bel canto that we all try to adhere to, the idea of placement of the voice, the idea of high notes, middle notes, and whatever, there is one thing when we want to sing bel canto, whether it is some beautiful Neapolitan songs or arias, but there is one thing, and that's something that we need to address very much, and that is to apply it to chazones. And more specific, is not for a piece of chazones, whether we sing any piece by anybody of the masters of the chazonim, but one aspect of chazanut, as we all know, is improvisation. And improvisation, one ingredient of improvisation is this ecstasy, this excitement, where we have to be so careful vocally not to abuse the voice, but by the same token we get carried away. We are there, we are trying to either explain a piece of tefillah, we try to interpret it, we try to make it relevant as a result of perhaps events that happened within the last week or 2 weeks or whatever, events which are important to the Jewish people. And improvisation is a very important part, at least as far as I'm concerned. I cannot handle davening every Shabbos exactly the same, except some of the nigunim. And so when we begin to improvise, and when we begin to be excited, we can do a lot of improvisation on the middle lage, as we call it, in the middle notes, without running to the high notes. But there is always this danger, you know what I'm talking about, there is always this danger of abusing the voice. We begin to force, something happens. As far as Moshe Kusevitzky is concerned, Moshe, when you listen to his davening shachris, we've been listening to those illegal tapes. I heard him as a kid when he came to Israel. Moshe in shachris hardly did any coloratura. Listen carefully. Moshe davened straight. He was in the middle notes, didn't take too many high notes, unless he said Ava Rabba or something, or in Kedushat Rosh Hashanah, Kulam Aruvim, sometimes it was all, and that's a set piece, by the way. Anyway, I think that something, in Yirtzeh Hashem, for next convention, we ought would love to have you again, and let's apply the theory, which is so correct that you have, to the issue of Chazanut, to the issue of improvisation and excitement in the improvisation, because it is incumbent upon us to create this kind of atmosphere, this kind of a situation where people should have goose pimples. I'm sorry I took some time, but I just wanted to share my thought with everybody else. Any problem? I don't need a microphone, I'll speak with iPhone. No, so okay, it will be like this. Gentlemen, let me go straight away to the material. Please, I would like to share with you a capital Tehillim, right away, Perek Aleph in Tehillim, that can be used, of course, Chas v'Sholem in a Levaye, or a Haskore, some kind of a memorial, whatever. Of course, we have to be very careful. For one, I am not a believer in showing off at funerals. We Chazonim, who are full-time Chazonim, and we are, unfortunately, we have to officiate at funerals. Funerals are not the place, even if it is done in the fancy Riverside Chapel. This is not the place to show the voice. But by the same token, we have to do something right, because we are Chazonim. This Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Alach Batzas Shoyim is a piece that I definitely would not do at a funeral, but I would do it at a memorial event, Shloshim, a Yortzeit, if there is an important person and we want to memorialize and to talk about Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Alach Batzas Shoyim, Uvderech Hatayim Lo Amad, Uvmoshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. Let me sing for you this Ashrei Ha'ish. I find it to be absolutely beautiful. Remember that Tehillim like Sliches, they say Sliches Zoktmen, Sliches Zinktmen nicht, Sliches Zoktmen, we say Sliches. Tehillim, who kore Tehillim, we are reading, so to speak. It's not the correct translation. We can say chanting, but certainly not singing, unless it is a big concert piece, Esorayinu Lehorim or some other pieces. This one is already recitative, a singing recitative, with some modulations, and you'll be able to, I will sing it in a second, and you'll be able to hear the various modulations. In between, there are certain motifs that, to my opinion, call to our attention the idea that Tehillim Kor'im, we say Tehillim, we read Tehillim, we do not necessarily sing it. I think that Bramson must have understood that. I hear it, and I will mention to you where, at one spot at least, it brings it to our attention. Is it okay like this? All right, you'll hear me. Oh, this one? All right. Okay. By the way, you will hear right... Oh, this is also a sound?
That's the recording.
Oh, that's the recording. By the way, you will hear right away that there is a question, the Machlokes Chachomim, as to the tonic of this. Is it a frigish? It's some kind of an E flat. You will hear it in a minute, and I will talk about it.
Bahatzas Reshoyim Uvedeh
derech chataim lo amad ובמושב ליצים לא ישב כי אם בשורס השם חפצו ובשורסו יגה יומם ולילה והיה כעץ שאסור על פלגי מים והיה שאסור על פלגי מים אשר פיריו ייתן ביתו ועליהו לא יבוא לכל אשר יעשה יצליח לכן הרשעים כי מקמות אשר תדפנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בדס צדיקים כי עוד Adoshem Derech Tzadikim Lederech Reshaim
interesting piece of music if only for the various modulations from one key to the other it makes it interesting it makes it nice we ought to sing it with rarely much voice perhaps only when we have to go up there to this G flat which is the highest note which is not such a big problem to do
אשר פיריו ייתן ביתו פי-די-די-די-די-די
If you listen to some Mahler symphonies, you'll always hear this kind of a motif. It alludes to the sound of the black forests, some animals.
Pa-pa-pam, pa-pa-pam, perhaps bugles,
perhaps those ancient European instrument. I find it to be beautiful. I like to do it. I do it sometimes. Let's do it. Let it be done with a lot of feeling, but not overstated. A lot of feelings, not an overstated. With a lot of sincerity. Certain notes we can stretch a little bit, certain notes we can move forward. And as I always tell my students, and those who took classes with me know, how do you create mood? This is the cardinal question. How do we create mood? To create mood, we create by offering contrasts. Piano forte, crescendo, diminuendo, fast, slow. If done with seichel, applying it to the text, then it becomes a beautiful piece of music. I wanted really, as I said, I wanted to share it with you because I think it's a beautiful piece. All right, this is one situation, one piece that I wanted to share with you. I would like, let's go back to, right away to the beginning, to page 2. Yeah. Don't pay attention when he says the bottom, go to page 25 because it's taken from another book for the students, and I don't want to confuse you. We will continue. Page 2. Right away. Don't pay attention, 25. Don't pay attention. We go page by page. What?
The next page is 25.
You're quite right. So they did it already for me. Okay. Right. But in the books, it was in a different situation. I don't want to go. Look, I brought, you know, my Rebbe Shlomo Ravitz has a nice tekes, a nice ceremony for a chuppah. And some Baruch Haba, Miadir. I don't want to go into the argument, what do we do, when do we sing Miadir, when do we sing Baruch Haba. I have a problem, as they do it here in America, we varech es echosem es akala, and the kala is not even under the chuppah. We all say Miadir, and they just sing for the chosem. So I changed the whole thing. And I sing, for when the chosem comes, I sing a beautiful Baruch Haba. When the kala comes, I do a beautiful Mikdash Melech. And then Miadir. I don't sing Mi Bon Siach. Now, I took it from Ravitz's book. He has also beautiful Sheva Broches, very simple, but very nusachdik, and very beautiful. But let me just sing for you this Baruch Haba. Baruch Haba, Beshem Adoshem. Nice one. We sing so many of them. Here's another one for you to do with it whatever your people want. Here's a Miadir, Zutze.
Miadir alako, mi baruch alako, mi gadol alako, mi dagol alako, yevareich chasar v'chalo.
Nobody can come and say about repetition in words because we are not in shul. All right. Now, let me also sing for you now the Ravitz's Sheva Broches. I may stop here and there just to make a couple of points. Now, he writes it in G major. I remember, Asher, you'll vouch for it, in Johannesburg, in South Africa, all the Chazonim sang Sheva Broches on A flat major. It was always A flat major. Don't ask me why. I came to England. Well, I don't know about that. And in England, when I came to England, all the Chazonim sang Sheva Broches G major. Maybe in Europe they did it that way because Rabbits writes it in G major. So it depends. If we are baritones, so the whole situation is from the bottom and we don't have too many high notes. If we are tenors, then of course it begins with a G or a little bit before and it goes higher. Rabbits himself, having been a lyric tenor, a lyric baritone, you will see that the Sheva Broches that he offers here vocally is absolutely not taxing. It's simple, but I think it's very, very beautiful. We always, Baruch Atah Hashem. What for? We have time to do it later. If we do it at the beginning, what do we have, what's left for us to do later? So listen how he did it.
Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech ha'olam, borei peri ha'gofen. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, she'akol bara lichvodo.
You notice right away the first bracha. The second bracha will already, although very similar, but already different. The motif changes a little bit. And this is the difference between us, Chazonim, who have art in their mind, and regular people who just say the bracha and everything will sound exactly the same. So the second bracha he has, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, same, but the ending,
She'akol bara lichvodo.
Next page. Listen to the third bracha.
Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yotzeir Adam.
Was also a little different. Next.
Baruch Atah Adoshem.
Enough already. Baruch Atah Adoshem. Now he takes, here is a chord, a G major chord. So if he used the tonic before,
this is the third major third.
Next, the chord goes to the fifth. So we are dealing with a major, simple major chord. So the fourth bracha.
Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam. Asher yotzar es Adam betzalmo, betzelem demus tavniso. Veiskiin elam imenu binyan adeyad. Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzeir Hordam.
Just to call to your attention, one motif which is very important in Sheva Brachot. That's very much Sheva Broches. Any one of us who says Sheva Broches, whether it is under the chuppah or any of the broches during the dinner, at the end of the dinner, please. Please, I urge you, at least use the motif. That's very much Nusach.
Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzeir Adam.
fifth brocha. Sostasis Vesorgei Lakara.
Again the same motif.
Bekibutz Baneya Lesocha Vesimecha. Baruch Atah Ado Hashem Mesameach Tzion Bevaneya.
Again, we had the same motif as I just mentioned. Now, the sixth bracha.
Sameach Tesamach.
Or Sameach Tesamach. If we are tired, we don't want to take a higher note. Or if it's a baritone, a low baritone, why, boom, hit the...
Sameach Tesamach Re'im Ahuvim Kesamechacha Yetzirecha Began Eden Mikedem. Baruch Atah Ado Shem Mesameach Choson Vechala.
Remember Mesameach, take a break, I put a V there, because otherwise it will be Mesameach Hasan, and one Ches is going to be missing, then we have a problem.
So Mesameach Choson,
please pay attention to it, it's very, very important. At least we know that we adhere to Halacha. Seventh Brocha.
Baruch Atah Ado Shem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bara Sason Besimcha Chasan Vechalam Gila rina ditza vechereva ahava veyachava veshalom vereihus. Meira adoyishem Elokeinu.
Now, before I continue, up to now it sounded 100% major. Now we hit a new situation. Although in terms of harmonizing, it will remain major, G major, but we have the seventh note diminished.
Ishama.
So we have a scale, mixolydian, some of them say that it's a, we can use this. Where else do we have the same motif? Friday night, this is how we say Nusach for Hashem Malach.
Lavesh Adol Shem, Ozis Azar.
And Rosh Hashanah, we have Atoni Gleisa, especially Atoni Gleisa, or even Alken Nekave too.
Alken Nekave Lecho Adol Shem Eloikeinu, Liros Meira.
Again, the seventh note. Now, in Kabbalah's Shabbos, right away from the beginning of Lechune Ranena. But that's not enough. Here in Sheva Brochas we don't do it, but in Kabbalah Shabbos we have. Just try to remember Shama Batismach Tzion. Eisenstadt. And then he goes into the major and becomes operatic. But the nusach, or the scale, is a third note. But let me remain with this. So it's not major anymore, it's mixolydian. But it's nusach. So old Ravitz doesn't do meira. He goes right up there.
Meira Roshem Elohekeinu Yishama B'yayei Yehuda Uvchutzos Yerushalayim.
Not much show off. But if we want, we can stay on Yishama and play around with it, maybe.
Yishama. B'yarei Yehuda Uvchutzos Yerushalayim.
How much mysticism we have here. Just think about it. What is this Simcha of Bechutzot Yerushalayim? Can anybody explain it? Yes, it's called Sosa.
B'yarei Yehuda Uvchutzos Yerushalayim.
Of course, we want to sing, we can do the Nigen, but I don't want to go to that. I want to remain with Ravitz now.
Kol chason v'kol simcha, kol chason v'kol kala, kol kala, kol mitzalos chasonim mechupasam.
Again the mixolydian.
Unearim mimishten ginosam Baruch atah Hashem Mesameach chasan im hakala.
The usual ending. I thought I will call it to your attention because of the simplicity. The problem with us, and I always talk to our friend among ourselves, we have forgotten how to be simple. We are too sophisticated and we search for more and more sophistication, and we forgot that sometimes simplicity is so beautiful, so right, so authentic, so true. All right. Let me move. How much time do I have? Leon? Is Leon here? Or Shimon? More? All right. I wanted to go to this Kelma Lerachamim. All right, it's David Kusevitsky's Kelma Lerachamim. I also want, I will deal with this and then I'll go to a bris. We'll go from Me'ever Le'Yom Tov. Yom Tov Le'Ever. Ever Le'Yom Tov.
I find it difficult.
Yeah, go on, Binyamin. I want to hear what you have to say.
I don't think that anyone has known, we usually do the bottom of the bris like from a wedding.
Okay, in that case, let's go to a bris. Lomer Schneiden. All right, let me just find that. Okay, go to page, it says page 18. Keminyan Chai. Page 18. Okay, you know, in the Zimun, when we are mezamen in benching at a bris, we have the Noide Leshimcha Besoch Emunai, Bruchim Atem LaHashem. Again, it's Ravitz, and simple but very interesting. Very interesting. Let me share it with you. Again, page 18.
No.
נודה לשימך בסוך אמוני, ברוכים אתם לשם.
Of course there is rhyming here if we say the Shem Amforash. Birshus, and it's a little bit yekish, listen carefully.
Birshus keilayom venoira, misgav leitos vatzara, keil nezar bigevura, adir banaom hadoshem.
You can see, Leitos Batzara, Kel Nezar Bigvura, Adir Bamarom, God is up in the high, so he takes, and the gun, all together we are in D. But if the position is a lower position, each time it goes higher and higher, and this is what I was talking about, creating moods, even in these two lines.
Birshus HaTorah Kedosha Teorah Hi Vegam Perusha Tziva Lanu Morasha Moshe Eved Adoshem
goes into this Phrygis scale.
Birshus HaKohanim VeHaLevim Ekra Elokei HaYivrim Ahodenu BeCholim Avarecha Es Adoshem.
So Binyamin, we are still in the major key, but not necessarily, because we had Phrygis, we had already a minor. It's different to Sheva Broches and very much in place.
Birshus Maranan Verabanan Veraboisai Eftach Beshir Pius Fosai Vesomar Natsmai Sai Baruch Haba B'Shem Adoshem Birshus Maranan V'Rabanan V'Rabo Yisai Nebarech Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishelo
Okay,
Baruch Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishelo V'Tuvach Hayinu.
Now, Arachmans. Yes, please. Yes, he sure is.
Beautiful approach.
Yes.
But I would think somehow the ones who are have the answer go to the Shimcha. Something should be provided so that those who are in the Zimun, the Minyan, should have a simple response.
Very difficult to control the situation. You have an oilam that coming from all over the place. If we don't da 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 da, they will say, "Nodeh l'shem Chavis Rav Nav Luchim Atem Nado Hashem." Normally they say it. It's very difficult. If I would have it, look, if this would have been a kehila as it used to be in Europe, a mesuder dike kehila, where everybody is responsible for the other, and it becomes a community event. Each birth is a community event where everybody, an event that everybody comes. Then you can educate the people to do what you are talking about. But we have no say, no rabbi, we are in America here. Yeah, but he responds, everybody does what they want. But it's left for everybody to do what they want.
The first line is very easy to repeat.
Of course there is a place for response. Of course there is. But what he's asking, what will they do? What kind of response do you want them to do?
I understand that somehow if the Chazan will do that first line along with everyone,
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. My experience is, and I've done a lot of benching in Brissos, and my experience is that the people usually are in a hurry, and at least I, as a chazan, and by the way, it's not time consuming, it's not complicated, it's beautiful, we get on with it, but it makes a big difference because we do something with this. Let me continue. Okay, page 19, now let's go to the Rachmans. Ravitz believed in doing it in a Frege scale. In the Frege scale, there is really no exact nusach for benching. We've gotten used to these nigunim, these melodies, but there is really no specific one. Certainly not for this Arachman, but it's very, very nice. And in Arachmans, you know, we each one is for somebody else, so it's nice.
Arachamanu yevarech avia yeled ve'imo ve'yizku legadelo ulechanecho ulechakemo. מיום השמיני ועלה ירצה דמו וידו ישם אלוהי קו אימו.
Usually we say it in a major. The same as we do in the benching, in the Zimun. Comes Ravitz and says, no. Zimun is one thing, Arachman is something else. Let me continue. Number two.
Harachamanu yevarech esbal beris amila asher sase lasos tzedek begila vishalem polo umaskurto kefula veitnehu lemala lemala.
There was a modulation and it back of course to the main key. Number three.
Why does he go down on the mala?
And he goes up mala also. How much more higher do you want to go? We decided that we are not here, but we decided that we are not here in the business of showing off. Okay, I spoke about a funeral before, but even here, the simplicity is the beautiful.
Lemala,
because lemala. Okay, you do it lemala. Go up lemala if you want to do it, but.
הרחמנו יברך המל בשר האורלה ופרה ומצץ דמי המילה איש הירי ורח הלבה עבודה סוף פסולה עם שלוש אלה לא יעשה לה. הרחמן הוא ישלח לנו משיחו הולך תמים בזכוז חסן למולוס דמים. אלה בסר,
how can we do without it? We are חזנים.
אלה בסר בסורוס טובוס וניחומים
ומפורד בין העמים.
רחמן, נאמבר 5. רחמן, הוא ישלח לנו כהן צדק אשר לוקח לאילון
הדוכן כיסו כשמש ויעל אל פניו ביד הרטובה יגלום בריסי
Why? Because it's taken from another book for the student. Last one, he goes into the major fourth, because if we did everything in Frigish, we have a new baby. Parents are looking forward to a long life of happiness. Why all the time cry on a Frigish and in a minor key? Then of course he moves in at the end with a lot of positive thinking into the major, and it becomes a beautiful thing. I think Gamano. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What did you say? I think the Chazan should do sing Ravitzes, because it is so simple. In most cases it will be simpler than the guys who are doing their thing. I wanted to share with you just a nigun that we used to sing in Bilu. It's something very interesting for a bar mitzvah, tekes bar mitzvah, a ceremony of a bar mitzvah. If you go to page 22, and I think this will close. Let me tell you how it used to be in Bilu. It's very interesting. I tried to do it once in my shul. It worked and it didn't work. It depends who we work with, depends what we do. But here is what they did in Bilu. The bar mitzvah boy used to sit up front, one of the front seats. And Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem, Klos Daron Kodesh, everybody sits down. And the bar mitzvah boy used to make a hakofe. He used to walk from the Aron Kodesh on the right side, the way we go counterclockwise, the way we go with the Sefer Torah to the Bima. He walked behind the Bima, and he walked back to the Aron Kodesh, or below the Aron Kodesh, used to stand there, and whilst he was doing this, the choir used to sing, Vani Zot Briti, and I'm going to sing it to you in 1 second. And it worked out more or less, and then the rabbi, well, Bilu never had a rabbi, but whoever used to be the Bal Darshan was the Bal Darshan, and then we used to sing Shema Beni. I wanted to share with you this Vani Zot Briti. Of course, you will recognize in 1 second that we have here Tamei HaMikra, And it's very, very beautiful. And the choir used to sing it in unison, no harmony, so that the congregation should be able to sing along if possible. And because Bilu had every Shabbos two or three bar mitzvahs, every Shabbos without exception, so in no time the whole congregation knew the melody, and it was just a wonderful feeling. Let me give you the... What? It was composed by Yosef Rambam. Yosef Rambam was a was a composer of liturgical music, worked with Rabbits, and he was my Morel Zimra. He was my music teacher in elementary school in Bilu. He used to come in with a little accordion, a tiny little accordion, or if he didn't bring the accordion, he used to come with a tzaknak, with a piece of wood, and he used to knack the rhythm, and he used to teach us the songs. Since we're talking about Rambam, I must tell you a little story. I tell you a story about Rambam, about what happened with him once. The gym teacher was sick. So you have to have a milui makom, you have to have a teacher to stand in for him. So I don't know, they arranged, the Menahel arranged that day Mar Rambam will come to instead of the gym teacher. All right, he walks into the class. He says, "Okay, ayom yeh itamlut. You're going to have gym." Wonderful. What do you want to do? So one of the guys said, "We want to play hakafot, kadur hakafot. You know, it's kadur hakafot. I don't know. It's similar to baseball, not exactly, but something like baseball." Okay, beseder. What do we have to do now? So one of the guys there, I'll never forget, his name was Sklar. He walked and said, "Amore, we have now to choose the teams." All right, that took about half an hour. It's a lot of fighting. We chose two teams, one here, one the other one. Wonderful. So Rambam asked, the Ma'achshav, what are we going to do now? So he said, "Amore, anachnu tzrichim latzet achutza achshav. We have to go out now to play." He said, "Oh, no. That's we are not going to do." Never forget it. Never forget it. Let me quickly sing for you this melody, Vanizot Briti, and we'll close with it. So that the congregation should be able to sing along if possible. And because Bilu had every Shabbos two or three bar mitzvahs, every Shabbos without exception, so in no time the whole congregation knew the melody, and it was just a wonderful feeling. Let me give you the... What? It was composed by Yosef Rambam. Yosef Rambam was a composer of liturgical music, worked with Rabbits, and he was my Morel Zimra. He was my music teacher in elementary school in Bilu. He used to come in with a little accordion, a tiny little accordion, or if he didn't bring the accordion, he used to come with a tzaknak, with a piece of wood, and he used to knack the rhythm, and he used to teach us the songs. Since we're talking about Rambam, I must tell you a little story. I tell you a story about Rambam, about what happened with him once. The gym teacher was sick. So you have to have a milui makom, you have to have a teacher to stand in for him. So I don't know, they arranged, the Menahel arranged that day Mar Rambam will come to instead of the gym teacher. All right, he walks into the class. He says, "Okay, ayom yeh itamlut. You're going to have gym." Wonderful. What do you want to do? So one of the guys said, "We want to play hakafot, kadur hakafot. You know, kadur hakafot. I don't know. It's similar to baseball, not exactly, but something like baseball." Okay, beseder. What do we have to do now? So one of the guys there, I'll never forget, his name was Sklar. He walked and said, "Amore, we have now to choose the teams." All right. That took about half an hour. It's a lot of fighting. We chose two teams, one here, one the other one. Wonderful. So Rambam asked, the Ma'achshav, What are we going to do now? So he said, Hamore, אנחנו צריכים לצאת החוצה עכשיו. So we have to go out now to play. He said, oh, no. That's we are not going to do. Never forget it. Let me quickly sing for you this melody, Vanizot Briti, and we'll close with it. Thank you very much. Yeah. No, leave it. The David Kusevitsky is so much acrobatics there, so let's leave. No? Yeah. Moshe, go ahead. Let me see what there is here. You think I remember it? You think I remember it? Let me just take a look quickly. Again, Moshe. Moshe, my friend, you know, first of all, there are some mistakes here. From Ivre point of view, there are a lot of mistakes. Putting that aside, Kelma Lerachamim, again, you can either do it in a minor key. Kelma Lerachamim. Those of you who hear me always at the biggest chorus in the Madison Square Garden or the other places, I always start in the minor, and eventually I modulate, so, and eventually I come back into the phrygisch. But of course we can say Eile Malei Rachamim Shochein Bamerumim. But I resent when some chazonim begin to say Ahamtzei Menucha Nechona Alekanefei Hashechina. I resent it. Why do I resent it? I think I mentioned it many times in the convention. Glantz called them the Farsi Chazonim. When they finished dealing with one scale, whether it is the minor or the phrygisch, and they want to take the fourth in order to start giving. Da 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 da. That's not nice. If we are doing a simple Kelma Lerachamim, certainly we don't need to do it. But if we do, for example, the Kelma Lerachamim for the Shoah, and it's a big event, we always have to do events, whether it's outside or indoors or outdoors. Came, especially a man like Alter, and Glantz, of course. I think Alter must have heard it from Glantz, because it goes back to Leibisch Miller in Vienna. And the modulation to that, if we are in E phrygisch, for example, or E minor, and we want to modulate to the A minor, he says, you come this way with so much sechel that nobody would realize that suddenly, actually, you are already in the new scale, and nobody knows about it. This is the chokhmah. So if, for example, if you say, Kel male rachamim, shochein bamerumim, Hamsei
menucha nechona.
And here we are already in the A minor, but it's done so easy, so simple, but not pam pam, this rigid pam pam. That's for us Chazonim, it should not be done. We never should do it. Now here the Kelmel Rachamim that David did with 125 kilometer dike coloraturas. If you want, I can sing it for you, but I don't know, you have the music, you could. Yes, Moshe, go ahead. Go on. For the Shoah and for the Chayalim and the terror. No, of course not. Ah, okay, good question. Good question, Moshe. Absolutely not. For example, one option, one. I gave you two options. One in the minor.
Keil male rachamim shochein bamromim hamtzer v'yemenucha nechona. Hashechina.
Number one.
Keil malei rachamim.
By the way, I don't like keil malei rachamim. It's incorrect. There is no meteg under the reish. So it's rachamim all the way.
So keil malei rachamim. Shochein bamurim.
Hamtze, as I gave you before. A third possibility is not even to start with a tonic. We can start somewhere in the Luften.
Keil.
If you want, we really want to be mystic.
Keil emalei rachamim. Bechol dor vado Shema suna vishame Ale kedusha samame Veyatsam Veyal kedusha
No, there, okay.
Meine Bamero. Am zei menuchane choyenua.
Here is the first mistake. Tachas.
Instead of etachas. Konefei ashechino. Malois kedai shimoter
Nisimu Tehorim Kezoyar Rakiya Meirin Omazehi Shalom ale mishkan v'noemar
I never heard clapping before for Kelma Lerachmi, but it's okay.
You may be doing this. That's the step. You may be doing it.